Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 2, verses 46 to 47. They worshipped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. What amazing days these were! The believers were seeing astonishing things happen, and not surprisingly, their numbers were growing day by day. It was an exceptional period in every way, and they had the added advantage that everyone spoke well of them. In the days to come, the church would often be reviled, rejected, and persecuted by other people, so this was a time of great favour. And amid all the excitement and encouragement, the believers maintained their regular rhythm of prayer and worship. In these early days of the church, the Jewish Christians continued to worship in the temple or their local synagogue and to maintain their Jewish identity. Alongside their Jewish acts of worship, they met regularly with the other followers of Jesus. These meetings would have been in homes, which were where Christians worshipped for many years to come. The New Testament writers often refer to the importance of offering hospitality, and the reason for this was that the early church was totally dependent on people being willing to host the meetings for prayer and worship. Our circumstances are different in many ways from those early Christians, and not least because many of us worship in church communities that have their own buildings. However, wherever we worship, it's vital that we maintain a regular rhythm of prayer and fellowship. It's rare for churches to meet together on a daily basis, but in these busy and distracted days, I think it's vital for us to seek to meet together at least weekly. There's no law about this, but we do need to ensure that we're receiving regular spiritual nourishment and are able to support one another effectively. Without a regular rhythm of worship and fellowship, it's so easy for our faith to struggle. So let me ask you this. What is your own rhythm of worship and fellowship, and how might it be strengthened? Now let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for the blessing of church life. Help us to be faithful in supporting our Christian brothers and sisters. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.